You're listening to The Dating Den with dating and relationship badass and best-selling author Marnie Batista. Every week, you'll get the raw truth from top experts and real people on the important dating, sex, and relationship issues you want to know about. So if you're ready for true talk that's authentic and unfiltered, and you're not afraid to be called out on your stuff, then you're ready for what's next.
Welcome to the Dating Den podcast, episode one with Christian Anderson. Should a woman pursue a man? All right, ladies, welcome to another episode of the Dating Den. And I am so excited because here in the den with me, I wish he was sitting next to me because he's so damn cute, is the one and only Christian Anderson, who is one of my favorite men. He is a host with me on our YouTube show called The Dating Den. He has an amazing website called letstalkdatingonline.com. He's appeared on our man panels. He has coached a ton of women, and he is all about helping women who are really career-minded, who are really successful, but still struggling to find a good man. Do just that. Find a good man. So, Christian, welcome in. Welcome to The Dating Den.
It is so good to be back with you, Marnie. You know, the best non-romantic couple is now on a podcast.
I know. It's so cool. And it's great because you kind of moved out of LA. So now we can, like, you know, virtually sit side by side and ruminate on dating and love. So the whole reason this sort of episode came up is because I was sitting in an airport and I got an email from Christian. He's like, I have been asked to be on a debate about should women pursue men? And like, to me, like, there's a debate. I mean, the answer is obvious. But Christian, tell me about that. Like, what happened? Why is there a controversy? And how did this whole thing come about?
Well, I think there's always going to be this controversy of, we are now in the 21st century where our gender roles have all been thrown up in the air. So those traditional roles are gone. And unfortunately, we still do live in a patriarchal world where we are not, there still needs to be a lot of work done with equality between men and women. So when you have this idea where someone puts forth saying, well, only a man should ask out a woman, it sends out that messaging again that the man should be taking the lead and the woman should be, you know, riding shotgun, never driving the car. So this creates this controversy where it's like, okay, well, what are you trying to say? As a woman, I'm not allowed to ask out a man, or I'm not allowed to take the lead. So I think that's always going to be a hotbed. And I think it's controversial because some women will say, well, fine. Yeah, let the man take the lead. But if he's not going to do anything, I'm just not going to sit here and let a good opportunity pass me by. I want to go ask him out. And now you're telling me I can't do that. So I'm just supposed to sit here waiting in the wings once again, like every woman over the last, you know, 2,100 years. So I think that's what comes of it, this controversy. So this coach who I love and adore, he's great, but it's great because he has a totally different perspective, and he firmly believes that my thinking on this is very outdated.
So he like, and archaic. Right. So on, you got down to it. You had like a smackdown on Twitter, right?
That's exactly what happened. We started going, I responded. Well, actually he had a blog and I saw the blog. I was like, okay. And I just tweeted it out and said, hey ladies, what do you think of this? I totally disagree, but I really like him and I'm all for him and what he's about, but I don't agree. What do you all think? And then he went back and forth and we started just going back and forth. And then I guess that just generates like Autobot, you know, excitement on Twitter. And his application goes off and saying, oh my God, this is like a big buzzing topic right now with your community, because he has a good following. And then finally this girl jumps in who we both, I think he might know her, and she jumps in and she's a coach and says, hey guys, we need to have you two have a debate. And he was just like, hey, no, why don't we just talk about it over the phone? I'll tell you what
bro.
I'm thinking. Yeah, we'll work it out. And I was like, no, this would be great. Let's do a public forum. We're already on Twitter, for God's sake, having this conversation. So let's just do it. And so this awesome gal who's like stationed in Guatemala is a coach. She's Latina. She has that background of coming from a kind of a machismo culture,
right?
But also being a strong, independent woman. And she was super curious about this. Like, so tell me, what is supposed to be the right way? Can I talk to a man? But I don't know if I want to ask out a guy. So she put the whole thing together and we had a great debate and it was awesome.
That's so cool. Well, I love this topic because, You know, back in the day when I was not dating with dignity and I was trying to figure out my own sort of stuff, I like define myself as like, you know, I'm the horny middle-aged woman, like F you rules about, you know, pursuing and all that. Like, if I think you're hot and I want to do you, like, I'm going to come up to you. Like, that's my thing. And I was married for like 17 years. So I like was out of the box and it was fun. Like, I have to say, like, it was fun to try that role on of like seeing a guy and like just trying to see how powerful I could be. But what happened was I wasn't really meeting the guys that wanted to have a relationship. I was meeting super hot, fun guys that made me feel good about like the fact that I could land a man of that like visual like caliber. But they weren't the guys that wanted to have relationships. And so I totally got called on it. I went to a workshop and I raised my hand and I was like, why do I have to follow these rules? And the guy who was teaching the workshop, who is a friend of ours, Matt Boggs, looked at me and he was like, totally Dr. Phil'd me. Like, how's that working for you, honey? And I was like, shit. So that sort of leads me to the next question, which is like, so how's that working? How is it working? Like, what do you think? Do you think of a woman ask a guy out if she pursues, do you think that it can work?
You're asking if it can it work if a woman asks out a man?
Yeah, like I didn't have any luck, but you know, that was 10 years ago. Maybe now, you know, you can do it and it can totally be your forever guy. What do you think?
Yeah, you know what? Absolutely. It definitely can work. And we know the number one question is always to ask, like, what do you want as a woman? Like, what are you looking for? What kind of dude are you looking to attract into your life? And I'm assuming what's happening with these guys, they knew what they wanted for a woman in their lives. And they probably wanted to be more of the masculine or maybe see the head center more of like of a relationship. They wanted to be the alpha male. And so after a while, since you were kind of playing that role too, you were taking the lead, you were taking the initiative. They're like, no, that's not what I really want. So for a woman, she's got to ask the same question. What do I want? And if you have no problem taking the lead, from courtship to relationship to marriage, where you're going to be the one who's going to be quote unquote in the driver's seat, where you're going to be the one who's going to be doing the logistics, planning, problem solving, playing the protector, the provider, whatever that means in the 21st century now. If that's the role you like playing, then you also have to be okay with having a man who likes being the opposite of that. And you're going to attract men who eventually want to partner up with you, who like kind of being more the emotional side of things. And they like being that emotional center. They lead with their quote unquote feminine energy and their masculine energy is more secondary. So if you're cool with that, you are going to be happy as a clam. But if you're not okay.
Are clams happy, Christian? Really? Are they happy?
What's that?
Are clams really happy? I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good question.
They're very happy. So here's the thing. Okay, and I mean this with all respect to men, and I'm going to say it to you. You are a guy. So it's almost like what you're saying is you cannot teach an old dog new tricks. Right? So if you go in starting that way, the likelihood that suddenly he's going to be the guy who is like pursuing you is less likely if you sort of go in and you start pursuing. Yes?
Yes. I just want to make sure I'm following you. Say that one more time, my dear.
Okay. So if you can't teach an old dog new tricks, right? So if I go in and I'm like, look, it's the 21st century. He's cute. I'm not going to wait around for him to ask me out. I'm going to go start a conversation and ask him to go out with me. Okay. So that happens. And I do that once or twice. I cannot expect or be upset if then it doesn't turn around in where he is suddenly pursuing me. We start dating. He's the more masculine, assertive one, making plans, making decisions. I can't be surprised if he doesn't change.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I think that first impression is huge, and there's a reason why he got excited about you. And if he got excited by the idea that you took the lead, there's a good chance he's expecting that. Like, oh, I found my match, or he just got excited about it, and that excitement's going to last about 2-3 weeks. Maybe 3 months, and then be like, yeah, I'm not feeling this for the long run. This was kind of sexy, kind of different, kind of cool, but this is not what I'm going to want for the long term.
Right. So you'll just be Miss Right Now, right? Instead of
you'll be Miss Right Now, and it's you'll be this kind of like unique sexy, fun thing to try. And because it's not like men will have two responses. If you've got an alpha male, a guy who likes to take the lead in a relationship, if he gets confronted by a woman who's taking the lead, he has two responses. One is going to be, damn, this woman came with the bravado. She's confident and slightly aggressive. Normal women don't really do that. And there's going to be something absolutely that's going to get his hormones going and want to give this a try and be like, this is exciting. This is kind of hot. I like that. I mean, most men do like strong women, right? Mentally and emotionally strong. So it's like, ooh, I respect that. Or the other option is going to have where he's just going to go limp and be like, whoa, I'm around too many dicks all day.
Right.
I don't need another dick. Yes. And so I know that's a rough way to put it, but that's what men love about women is that you're not like us. You're different than us. And we just love being around your feminine energy. So yeah, that man might get really excited about it. I've been there. I'm like, damn, she's confident. She came up and asked me, I respect that. And we'll do like 3-4 dates. And after a while, I'm like, it's just not a right match. It's just not clicking. The testosterone will start to lose its edge because it can't be expressed.
Wow.
And if I can't express my testosterone, if there's no room for it, then I'm not going to feel I have a place. I can't really serve you. I can't really help you. I can't serve and protect you because you don't really need me. You got this covered. Why do you need me? And
right.
Maybe men are insecure, but we like to feel that we're needed in a relationship. We like to feel that we have a role. And many people say this was taught to us and it's cultural. I don't think so. I think there's thousands of years and we have it built into our cellular memory. And there's a reason why in all of mammalian species, all the mammals out there,
right,
you have this pattern where a female species comes out, puts out her mating call. And what happens? All the alpha males show up and they kind of do whatever they need to do to prove to her, let me earn your trust. So she will pick one of us. So we want to go and we want to say we got a role. We can provide. We can protect for you. And the woman will pick the female species. We'll pick which one, right? So if we don't feel like we have to earn that and we got to do things to earn that, your respect and to earn your trust, then we're just like, well, you got this. You don't really need me.
Totally.
Well, why did you even put up your mating call?
And here's the thing, and I would totally challenge, because I know there's women out there that are like, this is so old-fashioned. Oh, gosh, you know. But what I would say to you is, are you asking guys out as a reaction to not getting asked out? Because if you're like, this is so lame, like, guys are lame, right? And so I have to do it myself. That right there, that energy of like, I have to do it myself, is almost starting out with a little bit like a resentment, or you've let me down. So now I have to sort of do it for you. Or are you just like a woman who's like, this is what it is. I want to go out there and pick who I want to pick, which leads me to my next question. Cause I think I would like to be very specific on this show. What does pursuing look like? Because we've talked about just, you know, asking a guy out on a date. But you were a single guy. Now you're in a relationship. But you were like the king of the single jungle for a long ass time. So what did it look like when a woman pursues you? What does she do? What does she say? What's the actual behavior that either works for her or against her?
Well, she will definitely take the lead on all the courtship bullet points that you check off. So she's going to be the one to make the approach. She's going to be the one to initiate, can I grab your number? She's going to be the one to set up the date. She's going to be the one to maybe set up the location of the date. She's going to wonder who's going to do the ordering at the date. I'm just going like fine tuned, just like
right.
I'm speaking from experience here. These are patterns that at first are kind of fun and exciting. But you realize, wow, this is really out of my hands as a man here. I'm being courted. Like she's coming to me. And so I've had that experience and it was sexy and it was hot for a second, but then you just after a while felt kind of useless. But yes, she will call me. I mean, she even texted me when I got home to make sure I got home safely.
Oh my God. Wait, is this the Vegas girl or is this somebody else?
No, this is someone else.
Oh my God. Wait, okay. But, so tell it. Can you tell us like the Twitter version of this story? Because I remember there's a whole Christian story about this girl at Vegas. We'll save that for another show. Tell me about this one. What happened? Because she like called to see if her little boo-boo kitty Christian was okay when he got home.
Are we talking Vegas or are we talking the other one?
No, tell me the new one. I want to hear the new story.
Oh, the new one was I met her. We were doing a job together and we connected and it was a good vibe. And then she said, hey, let me grab your number. We should hang out. I was like, okay, great. She's like, where do you live? And I was like, oh, I live over here. She's like, I know the best bar for us to go. We'll check this out. We'll grab a drink. I was like, okay, great. She hits me up the next day. She's like, okay, so what do we, what do you think? Friday date, we can make this happen. I was like, yeah. She's like, all right, meet me at this pub. I'll be there. And I was like, all right. And,
what were you thinking at this point? Like, okay. So she hasn't just done the, like, we should hang out. She's totally like going for it. So what are you thinking? What's her like her attraction factor at this point? Or are you still intrigued?
I'm still intrigued because here's the thing. And I think women need to know this too, because sometimes women, I think we all do this as humans. You're like, oh, what do I have to provide for this person? And I think what she likes to do is kind of like give career advice.
Okay.
So she saw me as sort of like her little Padawan that maybe like, wow, Christian could really elevate his game within his career. And let me, so all the whole time we were working on this gig, she's like giving me advice. She's like, no, Christian, you got to do this. You got to do this. I'm telling you, you're worth it. I'm like, okay. And this is all amazing advice. And so I think there was a sexiness with her confidence, with her, she was doing very well in her career. All that stuff was a turn on, for sure it was. And then she chose me. Right. So yep. She's like, yeah, I want you to go out with me. I was like, okay, great. So I'm still like, and she kind of had this little bit of a masculine vibe to her, but it was edgy and it was kind of sexy. She had her hair cut short and everything. And I was down for the ride.
Okay.
And
so what happened?
What I realized what was happening though, is that it was stirring up so much like hormonal energy inside of me that all I was thinking about, like I was just going into like sexy time mode in my head.
Okay.
It was hard for me to go into how can I be this person's provider? And cause that even after a first date, men won't admit this. If it is going well, we're going to start saying your first name with our name and seeing how that sounds in our name.
Really? I did not know guys do that. Cause women, what we do sometimes is we write our name with your last name, even though we're not 20 or 17 anymore. So you guys say our names with your name.
Yeah, I'll say it, like, does that sound good? And you're like, this is ridiculous. What am I doing? It was a first date. But yeah, I mean, if it's vibing well, but this was different. This was electric. This was powerful. This was like meaty stuff. I mean, she's like taking control. She grabs my face and she kisses me and she orders a shot for us both. She's like, come on, let's do this. So I was like, okay. She's giving me career advice. She's saying, Christian, if you had $10 million tomorrow, what would you do with your career right now? I was like, wow, damn. She put me on the spot. Okay. So that was sexy and thrilling, but then come the next week, she called me again. And you start to just feel, and I guess it's just who I am, to talk, what is Christian like? Christian likes to be the person who's going to be leading that courtship. And I want to be the one calling you. I want to be the one checking in on you. And I like for you to be the one who really receives that, who enjoys that.
Mm.
That doesn't mean you have to be like that every day in your life and at work. But in our relationship, I would love to be your provider and protector and caretaker, be looking out for you and leading that charge at first. That excites my hormones.
That's the long-term excitement. But let me ask you this. So did she like fully like pursue in that you slept together like right away? Was she like grabbing more than your face, my friend?
You know, I had to say no.
Oh.
She actually held that in check. I have to say no. She was aggressive. And I thought, I was like, oh man, we're going back to her place. This is going to be an incredible night. And then, she had that under control though on lockdown. And so she gave this because in the end, she really wanted a boyfriend. She just didn't want an F buddy. But her,
by the way, Christian said F, not S. F. We could say it. He wanted a fuck buddy. Okay. Yeah.
So That's what she wanted, but I think the energy that she was putting out wouldn't work for a dude like me. I mean, she's doing the right thing and not sleeping with the guy probably until she gets a commitment. But I think the guy who's going to be really attracted to her energy is going to be more of an emotionally centered guy who likes to be taken care of by his woman.
Yeah, that's no bueno. You know, it's funny. I'm doing a bunch of writing right now, and I was just writing about this time when I dated a guy who was kind of like that. Like, I guess you'd call it like a beta, more of a beta male, although I hate labels like that. But we, he was totally comfortable with me, like completely being in charge. And we went on a trip together to New York, and it was like 110 degrees. It was summer, and we were doing this like home swap thing. And we had to go return the keys to like the neighbor or the friend or whatever. And it was like 2 miles away. And we schlep our luggage down out of this apartment. I'm broke at the time, so I can't really even afford a cab. And we're standing there, and I'm like, okay, I'll stay with the luggage. You go like take the keys back. And he looks at me and he's like, can you? I'm like, you're effing kidding me. He's like, I don't really know where it is. Like, you know the people and you made the plans. And I just was like, oh my God, no, no. And I just remember that moment being like, you know, I want a guy to like be like, baby, you stay here. I'm going to go take care of this. Like, let me plant you in this, like, you stay here with the suitcases. Let me order you like a lemonade. I'm going to go take care of this, you know, relax. And I realized that, like, I can't have both. I can't have the guy who just, quote unquote, let me boss him around all the time in a loving way, of course. And have a guy who's like really strong, who's going to be like, let me do this. Let me handle that. And so I think as women, especially as strong, successful women, it goes back to what you said at the very beginning, which is, does it work if you pursue a man? I think you have to decide what works for you and what kind of guy you want to have long-term, which is what you're kind of saying, right?
Yes, because it's not, we're definitely, I don't think you or me are saying this is the law. It's more, it's a choice, and it's about self-awareness, and it's figuring out, well, what do you want as a woman? Like, you, hopefully you're going through a good process of self-awareness and figuring out what really works for you. And perhaps you are a woman that, like, during your daytime career stuff, either as a mom or as a professional, you have got to be that head-centered gal, you know, traditionally called a masculine-centered. You know, you got to go with that. You got to lead with that. You got to be the decision maker. You're coming up with game plans at work. You got a whole team you got to take care of. Because if you stay your feminine energy, unfortunately, the corporate world is not nice to that. You'll get steamrolled.
Right.
So you got to lead with that masculine energy. That doesn't mean, though, that you can go, and if you still say, that's who I am in my work, and it excites me, but there's still a part of me, and I don't want to do that in my relationship. Man, I would love for, I could go get home and just put down that superwoman cape and just allow this guy to take care of me. Because I've been taking care of people all day. And I like a guy who gets excited about that, though. Who gets excited about that. And that's the question you got to ask yourself. Because maybe you don't. Maybe you still want to take the lead even in your relationship. And there's nothing wrong with that. Just know the kind of guy you'll magnetize when you lead with that energy.
Exactly. Okay. So now you are just genius. So what we're saying is, like, if you decide that you would like to be pursued, but you don't want to be like a freaking, you know, wet blanket, Christian has a move. It's called throwing the softball, right? Throwing the softball. And it is like a powerful woman's best friend, right? So it's like your way to low key pursue while having the ability to provide the guy with an experience as if he's pursuing. It's like Jedi chick control that we teach you only in the dating den. So what is the softball and how does it work?
Well, we spell softball H-A-C-K, hack.
Hack.
And this is how you're going to lob the softball.
Okay.
Because I know what some of the voices are saying out there. Yeah, that's great, Christian. But so what am I just supposed to do? Is like sit around and deny all my own proactive instincts to go make something happen and wait for this 21st century guy who's just being way too metro and not taking charge of the situation? No, I'm going to go do something. And you're telling me not to do anything. Aha. But
we have a hack.
If you want to, you take a softball, and if you lob it at the guy, that means a softball underhand, you throw it high up in the air. The man can see the softball coming and he can just take out his bat and he can smack a home run. Because if you don't lob a softball, then you might just attract guys who just love a huge challenge. They don't even need a softball. Those are the guys who are just like, oh, she's not even looking at me. I'm just going to go over there and try something because, you know, that's what I do. I'm a player, right?
Right.
So softballs. What you can do with softball is you can never beat the simple things like eye contact and a smile. That is a softball. That's one. Well, that's one example of it. If I'm in Starbucks, I see you. I don't let you see me, or I don't let you see me that I'm seeing you. And I'm like, wow, she's cute. She's got a good vibe. Okay. Okay. But I still want to respect your space. I don't want to be rude because we know that you all get harassed a bunch by guys who are
we don't want you to be creepy Starbucks guy. Ew.
Yeah. And there's so many places where we see you, but we're like, and we've been denied a million times in our lives. So we don't want to relive that every day.
Right.
But if we get, so we'll have zero confidence at that part. But if you look over and give us eye contact for, some people say 3 seconds. I think that's creepy. But I think even just like, even like a second, like a full second or a second and a half.
It's like you just
we're
like.
We're going to take that a run.
Yeah. My friend Maya calls it, what does she call it? Eyeball tennis. Right? Like, yep. I look at you, you look at me, I look away. I look at you, you look at me. That's
yeah.
a softball. That's, right?
And if you want to just go and you're like, oh, I don't want to do the softball, I'll get tired. Be like, all right, we'll give him a straight, like Serena Williams shot and do like 2 seconds or even 2.5 seconds. Because if you're doing that, we think I got a chance. She was just looking at me. I got a chance. And if you know you got to go relieve that Starbucks in 3 minutes to return, you know, to bring that coffee to your friend, then you're like, this is my moment. This is my chance. And you're going to go up and say something. Now, the eye contact along with the smile is huge because that now that's inviting. When you smile, means you just smile. So you're just this, and you're a happy gal, and it looks like you look joyful and you look approachable. So those two things, I think, always are just good to have. Even when you know that a guy's not checking you out, like indirectly, you are putting out your radar where guys are like, "Oh, she's smiling. Oh, I think she made eye contact with me. I'm gonna go over there and say hello." So those are, but some guys still want to jump at that. So your next line is the next softball, which is H-A-C-K. And this is how you're going to put the man, you're going to approach the man. I'm giving you the permission to go for the approach. But when you approach him, you're going to put him in his masculine by empowering him. H stands for help. You can always come up with a way to ask for help. You know, you just, I'm sorry. I just got totally turned around. Came here to get this like latte and I have no idea how to get back to Sepulveda Boulevard. Can you charm me? And he's like, oh, what are you doing right there? You're not the man asking him out. You're the woman who's asking for the man's help. So you made the approach. You took advantage of the situation. You were being proactive, but now he's the one who gets to feel empowered and be like, wow, this woman just chose me out of all these other people to help her. Okay. Yeah. You're going to take, La Cienega, go north, blah, blah, blah. And as they're talking, now you have opportunities to like maybe crack a joke. You can ask something else. You see a book that he's reading, ask a question about that. And you're going to tell if there's hope or a chance here. And if he's given you nothing, then it's not a match and you move on. Welcome to being a man. That's how we live our lives.
Right.
We approach
right.
you guys all the time. Advice. Same thing. Let's say you're at a art gallery. You're looking at a piece of art and you can just ask for, do you see this good looking guy or some guy who vibes with you? And you say, hey, I'm sorry to bother you. My dad is really into this stuff and he wants me to pick. I'm just coming up with something off the top of my head.
Yeah. You know, like this is a great one. What like, do you think a guy, here's a great one. I was not trying to pick up a guy, but I was at Target trying to get some socks for my husband. And I thought if I was single, this would be brilliant because the guy was really cute. But I literally was like, I have to buy these man socks. You could say for your dad, right? And you're like,
yeah.
What's the difference between the white ones and the black ones? And do they care if there's like the gold toe at the end, right? Is that like,
oh,
just,
that's brilliant.
Right?
That's brilliant.
Right?
That's a manly question that you clearly, you're not playing dumb. You don't know the answer. He's a man, so he's the only one who knows. And you're asking him. And grocery store or department store stuff is perfect because there's so much like eye candy that you can keep on generating conversation from. And then you can like, and you don't have to make direct eye contact the whole time because you can walk over and just grab the socks and come back. And be like, yeah, but what about these? And then you come over and show him the socks and he's looking at the socks. And then there's just a lot of opportunity for something to develop. And maybe you have to take the lead in developing that conversation, making a joke, asking another question. But if he doesn't jump on it after your third kind of question or statement or joke, then he's either completely beta and you're not going to want to be down with that, or he's just not feeling you. And
right.
Again, that's just fine. That's part of courtship, right? And then real quickly, the other one is, you know, a compliment. We as men don't usually receive compliments from women. Believe it or not, we probably give each other compliments. Guys do, be like, dude, that looks sharp on you, that suit, man. You know, like, we do that to one another. But women to say that to us, we're usually giving you compliments.
That's true.
So you stop a guy and you'd be like, hey, I'm sorry, that suit looks sharp on you. We're going to be like a double take. Like, what? Because you are the expert. Our whole lives since puberty, we have been getting dressed for you. We've made every decision in our lives for you. We've joined sports to get you. We lift weights to get you. And we dress to get you. So when you give us the approval and saying, that looks good, it's a great color on you. Yeah. So that could initiate something. I think we talked about this before. I think you said if all these don't work, then you just jump like a kangaroo.
I was like,
you came up with that one on the dating day. Yeah, you said K is hop like a kangaroo because it's clearly not working.
Oh my God, that's so funny. I love that. We've come up with so many great things on the Dating Den, and now we have a Dating Den podcast. So more greatness. Okay. So, I love the hack. So what we're saying is you, and by the way, ladies, I have a new book out, Where to Find a Quality Guy. And I give you like 38 places you never heard of. However, what I want to tell you is this, anywhere, like literally here's your homework. Okay. Use the hack and try it 3 times for 7 days in a row, right? Once at the Whole Foods, once at Starbucks, once while you're picking up your dry cleaning, do it at the gym. Like, of course you have to leave your house. Do it at the gas station. I don't even care if you're not really attracted to him, just so you can practice getting your hack on, right? Practice flirting. Practice looking at in the eye with someone that you are interested in. It shifts your energy, and it also helps you understand that you are empowered to pursue. You want to do it in a way that's sexy, and like a guy is the word that comes across to me, and agree or disagree, maybe there's a better one, but it's like, if you do the hack or if you pursue with the softball, it's like intriguing versus like assertive.
Yep. Yeah, no, that's a good one. It's dangling some bait.
Right.
I hate to think of it just in these animalistic ways, but we men are pretty, like, we're just silly little creatures sometimes. And you are basically,
you said it, I didn't.
For us.
Right.
You know, you guys are much more complex than I think God really had much more in store for you guys than he did for us. But this idea that dangling this meat in front of us and saying, so what are you going to do with it, bud? Because I just started this conversation and I just cracked a joke. I just asked you for advice. Are you going to seize upon us? And most men are dying to get a softball. I mean,
yes.
We live for those days, but they're not dying for the woman to ask them out. They are wanting something that gives them a little confidence and being like, okay, she just asked me for the second time for advice on how to make oatmeal. And oatmeal is not that hard to be made. I think she's trying to start a conversation with me. I'm feeling pretty confident here. I'm going to ask her out. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it right here in this grocery store. I'm going to do it. But if we walk by the aisle and we see you and we don't get any eye contact, oh man, you have to be so effing confident and feeling so good that day. Your self-esteem has to be riding so high, and you have to not give a you know what, because you know that you might go down in flames. I've done that. I've walked up to women in the grocery store. I found women outside of Starbucks because I was like, oh my God, I have to say something. I just have to do it. But if that's like, you're feeling so good about yourself that day, I knocked on her window when she was in the parking lot. No, that's creepy, but I did it. And I just said, I'm so sorry. I had to follow you out here. And I have to ask you out. Is there any way that I can do this? Right.
You did that?
And I did that. Yeah. And I think she was so blown away by like my confidence that she was just like, okay, yeah, meet me here tomorrow at 10 a.m. Let's do this.
Oh my gosh.
That Christian Anderson on any given day, no way. For that, I was writing a blog, literally, I think, on approaching women. And I was like, I have to practice what I preach. I'm like, I can't just let this girl walk out, because we let girls walk out all the time, ladies. All the time we watch you walk away and we're thinking about you and we don't do anything. But if you turn and give a smile or give something, I'm not going to say every time, but your odds are definitely going to go up, because now guys are like, oh, and she just looked at me. Oh, and she just smiled at me. But if you're waiting for us to make that first move, some stars got to align there where, I mean, I'm telling you, those days I've done it, I've just been in such a great mood. And it's also the mood of, even if she says no, I'm fine.
Right. Because you did it. You did it. I remember.
Yeah, I did it.
I was once out at a really nice upscale kind of restaurant place in Santa Monica with a group of women. And we were like sitting there in this little circle talking about how the guys in this place were so lame. I was single at the time. And this really confident guy walked up and he reminded me of like on How I Met Your Mother, Barney Stinson. Like he's a little much, but like you're like Barney, right? So he walked up to us and he was like, ladies, ladies, why are you keeping all this beauty on the inside? Open up the circle, let the beauty out. And we were all like,
hee! Oh my gosh.
And it was so super cheesy. But what I realized was is like it took a lot for him to do that. But for the other 99% of the guys, we were in that circle. There's nobody that was going to come in. Like, we were making it really hard. There were no softballs. There were no hacks. We were just, like, in our little group with our phones. Where should we go next? There's no guys here. So if you want to be pursued, you have to be engaged in the process of being pursued. And it is not, it is a 50-50 thing, just like being in a relationship. So, okay, my last question to you, because, you know, I watched a little bit of your debate, and my experience of you was like, Christian Anderson cares about this topic. You know, like, you care about it, like I care about it. Like, you know, I don't want people to get the wrong, not the wrong information. I don't want them to have information that is a setback or an excuse. So that's my reason for having this conversation. But why do you care so much about, you know, women being able to pursue and not pursuing if it's not the best move for them?
You know, I don't think I've ever gotten that question before.
Really? And,
like all the different, yeah, all different. Maybe no one said like, why do you care so much about this? And you know, when I think about it, that the first thing that comes to my mind is, you know, my parents split and I was really raised by two strong, independent Lebanese women, you know, my older sister and my mom. And I still, you know, I had a good relationship with my dad, but my primary source of guidance, believe it or not, was really from my mother and from my older sister. And I think that does something for you that you, when you're raised by women primarily, you care so much about women.
Mm.
And it's guided my way that I try to be a good partner. I think some of it is because of this respect and love for just women, because I was raised by women. So, and I understand a little bit of what it's like to be a strong, smart, independent woman as well, because both my sister and my mom are like that. And my long-term relationships in my life have always been with women who resemble that too. And my partner right now, she is for sure. I mean, she is not this submissive, you know, girl sitting riding shotgun, but she also loves, she knows what kind of guy she wants. And she wants me to take the lead. You know, she's a pretty strong little whippersnapper. So I think that's what does it. I think that's part of it. I can see the struggle for gals. It's not easy right now with all the gender realignment stuff. Not gender realignment. That's a whole different
thing. That's another podcast.
Gender roles. Well, gender realignment is tough. You don't know which organ you're going to know. Sorry. But no, when it's gender roles, it's tough. And it's like, gosh, darn it. I can see the struggle. It's like, what do I need to do, man? I want to take the lead, but then now you're telling me I can't, and yada, yada. So that's why it's passionate me. I just think of my family, I think of my sister and my mother, and they both, it's always confounded me. Just like, they're strong, tough, stubborn women. You would think they chose weaker men, but they chose men who are super cowboyish strong. Like, my sister married like this lumberjack kind of a guy. And my mom, she both times married a very smart alpha type man. So I've always been like, wow, okay, there's something to this.
That's totally true. And providing and protecting shows up in a lot of different ways, which is a whole other conversation also, which we will talk about soon.
Totally.
On the Dan & Dan podcast. So, Christian, you're a stud. So, I did my very first Dating Den with you in my living room on my Mac.
On the Mac.
Right? We totally had so much fun. So, I am so excited that you are on the Dating Den podcast as one of my first guests. And if people want to find more Christian all the time and see how freaking cute he is, and sweet and very tall, go to letstalkdatingonline.com. And you can, he obviously is having lots of fun on social media. You can follow him on at Let's Talk Dating on Twitter and Let's Talk Dating with Christian Anderson on the big FB. Christian, last piece of advice for all the women out there, all the little sisters, the big sisters, you know, what would you say in terms of like parting words around getting a guy to ask them out?
First is know who you are and know what you want. And B, don't be afraid to share your bubbly, loving, awesome self with a smile, with eye contact, and know that a softball goes a very long way.
I love that. Thank you, Christian, for being here. And ladies, stay tuned for more fun from the Dating Den. Talk to y'all real soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.